Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, how many of you know the name Mel Kay?
Yep.
How I would describe the relationship I had with Mel is she's sort of like my great reawakening sister. She calls me and gives me terrifying facts, and then I try to one-up her with terrifying facts. And we've gotten to be good friends, and she really is an unapologetic patriot. She loves Jesus. She loves this country, and I think you're going to be blessed by hearing what she has to say. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Mel Kay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. This is amazing. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad all of you are here. You know, the people in this room are really the frontline warriors, because the problem that we have right now is that we have a nation that is not fully engaged in their own recovery. I've been saying lately that what America needs right now more than anything else is a 12-step recovery program for we the people of the United States. If they say every month 25 million people go to church basements and go to schools and American legions and meet with other the people who are suffering from addiction or from any number of ailments, and they find fellowship and they find hope and praise and prayer and guidance from God, then I think we the people of the United States should start a We the People Anonymous group and have 25 million people a month show up. Because the bottom line is, first and foremost, when you hit that rock bottom that leads people to recovery, you feel demoralized, dehumanized, you feel that you can no longer fight. You feel that something is so wrong, so ugly, so mistaken in your life, and you know that you can no longer do it yourself. And you show up and you say, I have a problem. That is the first step. The second step is, I cannot solve this problem myself. The third step is, I need a power greater than myself, that being God, to help me solve this problem. And I believe not only are we there, but the next step is a fearless and moral inventory of where you are and how you got here. And we, the people of the United States, it's time to take a fearless and moral inventory of how we, the people, lost this nation. Because right now, folks, and it's hard to admit it because I know nobody really wants to deal with the heavy lifting and sacrifice and commitment that it will take for us to save this nation, but we are in a very precarious time right now. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but what I will tell you is that there is still time. But we have to know that Washington, D.C. right now is a uniparty. I think everyone is well aware that the Washington, D.C., the illusion of choice between left and right, Republican and Democrat, is a lie. Both parties are completely controlled by an oligarchy of billionaires. And honestly, if you look at all their money and uncover where it's all around the world, there are some trillionaires even out there that have usurped our nation. We are a captured country. We have a government that is not a democracy. It's supposed to be a representative democracy. That means that we elect people to represent us. And we do not have people in Washington, D.C., everyone knows that, that are representing any single person in this room. And quite frankly, 300 million Americans right now have no one in D.C. representing them. And we have to first and foremost admit this. But I think we also have to know that the lie that we are so divided in this nation, that our brothers and sisters and family and friends and neighbors and communities are our enemies, is a manufactured farce. This lie was created by the oligarchy that has usurped our nation. They are a globalist group I will get into. But what I will tell you is, as long as we are divided and fighting amongst ourselves, we will not see the real enemy. And the real enemy is scared, and they know that we don't trust them. They know that we've lost faith. They know that we are on our knees begging God to help us save this nation, and they are terrified. And if we remain divided, they win. If we realize that we have a center in America right now with 30% on the right, 30% on the left, that if you cut all the BS and you turn off the TV, you really just want the same thing. We're not that divided. Listen, if you're going to bring up issues that we will never agree on, then we will never agree on anything. But I will tell you right now, if the 60% of us that love God and country and believe in our family and our future and our children and the greatness of America don't meet in the middle and decide that we care more about saving America than we do about arguing about things that we'll never agree on, we will lose America. And without America, the whole world falls. So first and foremost, I just want to make clear that we have a war going on in Ukraine that is a total and complete fraud. And why is it a total and complete fraud? Because there is something bigger than America that is there is something bigger than America that has usurped this planet. It is the biggest threat on the world stage. It has also been baked into our cake for way too long, and we need to expose it, pull it out, and show you what it is. Yeah. The biggest fraud perpetrated on the United States of America is something called the United Nations. Yeah. The United Nations went away a long time ago, and it never was what you thought it was. Rockefeller paid for that land along with Kissinger and Brzezinski and the Crown and the CFR and all the bankers and billionaires, because they had a 100-year plan to give this country back to the elitist oligarchy aristocrats that you know as the Davos crew, but I assure you they are above the Davos crew, and they are a very small group of what I call the predator class, the parasite class. Without us, they do not exist, and yet we keep acting like they have some authority, or that we exist to serve them. Well, they are wrong. They have no authority. They have no power. We have to stop acting like they do. I want to explain it. I usually have a slide, but I want to explain where we are in America. So we, the people of the United States of America, are not alone. There are billions of people awake worldwide, which is the most terrifying thing to the oligarchy billionaire class. The first thing is that we the people, black, white, gay, straight, Jewish, Christian, yellow, purple, blue, I don't care what you are, what you look like, the people that are manipulating this planet from the very top don't care. They do not care about any minority, any sexual preference, any gender, any class. They don't care. As long as we are all in this bottom rung, looking up powerless, thinking that we are waiting for them, we all lose. There has never, ever been in history a government that puts laws in to change behavior, to change thinking, to change the rights for a small group to benefit the whole. It is the opposite. Putting in diversity, equity, inclusion, and CRT and throwing out the 1964 Civil Rights Bill is not about giving more rights and more privileges and more a hand up to a small group of people. It is about taking away the liberty of the large group of people. And we have to stop playing along, and we have to realize we the people of the United States, and honestly God's people, are far better off without listening to these people and shutting them off and shutting them down and taking back the authority and the power within ourselves. Because guess what? The golden rule, the Ten Commandments, and do unto others how we would behave if we were left alone. And I truly believe that law and order and lawlessness and transparency and justice are ahead, but not if we don't all stand up and demand it. So where we are now is above us. There are a lot of groups that are, there's science, NIH, NIAID, all these groups right above us. They are basically in the business of fear and panic and constantly putting out skewed statistics and data to keep you scared, to keep you in panic, to keep you locked in your home, social distance, worried about everything, on drugs nonstop. This money goes to the same people above them on the other side of the propaganda media, and I assure you these people will not get away with the crimes that they have committed against this nation and this world, especially over the last 5 years. They are complicit, and they are as close to evil, I believe, at this point. I see Goebbels, Himmler, and Hitler looking up from hell saying, God, that media and big tech now is good. Because they created something out of nothing, and you know why? Because Donald Trump stopped the globalist plan, and they needed to get rid of him by any means necessary. And that will come out someday in court. Do not mistake what happened with the plandemic. for anything other than it was. It was a takedown of all free people on this planet so that their one world government 100-year plan stayed on track. It is called Agenda 2030. It is called global governance. They call themselves the Global Public-Private Partnership. They are a group of people, including multinational corporations and the private Western Central Bank, that oversee everything, including every single person in our government. They run think tanks and NGOs and law firms, and they are trying to impose ESG scores to control your behavior and digital track and trace IDs to control your life and your lifestyle. They are trying to manipulate everyone into central bank digital currencies, which are programmable tokens, which will limit where you can travel, what you can eat, what you can do, who you can be around, what you can post online, if you're even allowed. So let me tell you something. Those are people that are scared. They're scared of us. They're scared of the truth. But right now, our government in the United States Capitol, known as District of Columbia, a vassal state that I am fully convinced is not running by the Constitution or Bill of Rights. In fact, I believe that it's still running in tandem with the Crown and the Vatican and the City of London and their overlords of the who I call the octopus of global control. That would be the United Nations. People should know in 2008, and then again multiple times since, the United Nations has said from Kofi Annan forward, which is in the 90s, that the United Nations as devised was no longer exists, that it is now a global public-private partnership that is functioning basically through the multinational corporation banking cartel known as Davos. So if anyone is confused that the United Nations and Davos are two different things, you are wrong. And the bigger problem there is that what they aren't telling you, too, is that at the very top of every important group at the United Nations sits a CCP member. And at the very top of the World Health Organization sits a CCP member. And I don't want you to think, oh, those CCP, those Chinese. No, no, it is the oligarchy of all nations, because I'll break you to something right now that you need to know. The G20 nations all have oligarchies running them. Every single one of them. The war in Iraq, I mean, bad enough. The war in Ukraine right now, we've sent $100 billion there. Are all of you aware that a year and a half ago, Zelensky made a deal with Xi Jinping to rebuild Ukraine? Do you know that BlackRock and Chase are going to be involved in the contracts to rebuild Ukraine? Do you know that in 2019, Zelensky made a speech in Davos that he would have Ukraine be the example for the world of the digital currency and the technocracy and the Build Back Better Green New Deal? So let me tell you something. Who wins the war in Ukraine? Whoever rebuilds that nation. Not any people. No one should be dying for what is going on there, because what this really is, it is the global public-private partnership who want total, full control of all nations, all humanity, everything from top down, and that's who they decide to allow live. I will read you something that is pretty terrifying. It was released a long time ago, but hasn't been seen or talked about enough. And it's not that I believe that any nation on earth is innocent here, but I do believe that we have people within our nation that teamed up with people in foreign nations. And I don't know if you guys recall, the first 2 years of Donald Trump in office, we had Paul Ryan blocking him at every step. He couldn't do anything to make America great. And let me tell you something, they cheated in 2016 and he beat them anyway. Yeah. And I will tell you right now, that was the beginning of the end for Donald Trump as far as the oligarchy billionaire class that runs the world believed. And from that point on, they did everything they could to destroy this man, to destroy his mission, and make sure that America would never, ever be great again. Because the plan was from Bush 1, Bush 2, Clinton, Obama, and then Hillary was to end America's sovereignty, give us on a platter the global public-private partnership that was then going to be run by the CCP. Because like they've said, Klaus Schwab and everyone else has said, the Rockefeller, Rothschild, Kissinger, Soros, Gates, that the model that they run the CCP with for their people is the best model in the world. And they mean it. So it's time for us to take a moral and fearless inventory of ourselves as the citizens of the United States of America. The people that have the real power on this planet are us. The people of all sovereign nations need to take back their planet, this planet, their nations. But it has to start with us, because part of the public-private partnership plan, and what I believe Ukraine is being used for, is to end sovereign nations, to end nationalism worldwide. Okay, this is everywhere you look. So if you want to know who's running the world right now, you go to the UN, the World Health Organization, the fraudulent IPCC that invented the climate change narrative, the climate emergency narrative. Every dollar going to that climate change is going to the global public-private partnership of the global elitists or banking cartel, whatever you want to call them. The next thing is the Council of Foreign Relations and their English counterpart, Chatham House. And then we have, of course, the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum. Above them, honestly, are the IMF, the World Bank, and the Bank of International Settlements. And if you follow it all the way to the top, you're going to find about 7,000 people. So 7,000 elitist oligarchy billionaires, a lot of them a lot more than that, like some outdated aristocrats, I guess, they think that they can decide for 8 billion other people exactly what happens on God's planet. And unfortunately, they're not God, and that's not going to happen. Because the one thing that they want you to believe now, more than anything else, is that humans are over. You know, that God's over. God can't be a part of this anymore, you know, because as the CCP will tell you themselves, there can be no God in a nation where the state and the government is God. And we have to remember that. But I do want to read this to everyone and really pay attention to what this says. This is not new, and you can find it online. It was from the defense minister of the CCP. It says, "It is indeed brutal to kill 1 or 200 million Americans. But that is the only path that will secure the Chinese century in which the CCP leads the world. We as revolutionary humanitarians do not want death. But if history confronts us with a choice between deaths of Chinese and those of Americans, we'd have to pick the latter. As for us, it is more important to safeguard the lives of the Chinese people and the life of the party. That is because, after all, we are Chinese and members of the CCP. Since the day we joined the CCP, the party has always been above all else. History will prove we made the right choice." And he goes on to say, "Now, when I am about to finish my speech, you probably understand why we wanted to know whether the people would rise against us if one day we secretly adopt resolute means to clean up America for good." And that was in 2005. So what I do want to say is that to look at anyone, including our own government or NATO, as the good guys and anyone else as the bad guys, I assure you at the top, they're all working together. And this is a real thing that we really need to confront, because guess what? We have the power. Like Pastor Locke said, there are way more of us than of them. But if we keep giving them our power, they're going to keep taking everything they can, because they got a plan. And I really believe when I say we need to take a fearless inventory of we the people of the United States and how we got here, we got to start with each and every one of us. Because what they're telling you now is that human 2.0 is new, the fourth industrial revolution. Do you know what they're really saying? They're really saying that the gifts that God gave you inside your soul, the creativity, the spark of God, the ingenuity, the beauty, the ability to create and inspire and lift up and build and grow and everything that we need to do right now is no longer valid, because it doesn't exist. You need to be machine-oriented. You need to be mechanically inclined. They need to take away everything, because that's what it means to judge people by the color of their skin and arbitrary external stuff. Our real gifts are inside, because guess what? God made the best computer ever, and that is the human body and the human brain. And these people can try all they want to recreate it and beat God, and they never, ever will. So you need to realize that we are in a scenario where we have to say, "I want to start a meeting. We the People Anonymous in every single town, in every county, in every neighborhood, all over this nation. And people have to meet at that door and leave their tribal stuff and their team spirit behind. Forget left, right, Republican, Democrat, whatever you identify as, leave it at the door. And you walk in that door as a person who loves this country and is not going to see it fall. And you walk in there, and you stand there, and you have fellowship with other people. Do not care where they came from or what they voted for or what they did. You care that they are people of God that love this country, that believe that we are the greatest nation in the world and that our country has been stolen from us, and we are taking it back. And the most important thing is that what they do want, and I'll tell you this now, it's terrifying. I hate to tell everyone this, but it's a fact. There is no winning in Ukraine. There is no winning in Ukraine. There is none, okay? Russia and China and Iran, they can go, bah, they're the axis of evil or whatever else. But what I am going to tell you is that we, the people of the United States, need to hold our government accountable. I firmly believe that Donald Trump, part of, had he been able to continue, had they not entered the plandemic, when they realized that the integrity, Transition Integrity Project, if you folks remember that, with Podesta and Eisen and all the Democrats, they gamed out a year before Donald Trump's election in 2020. Every single way Donald Trump could win, and they created simulations of how they could beat him. And you know what they found? That he was going to win by a landslide. And 6 months later, we had COVID, and there's a lot of people that think it was way before that, because that day when Deborah Birx and Anthony Fauci walked in that room and told Donald Trump lies from the Imperial College and that he had to shut down the world, they were shutting him down, they were shutting us down, they were ending America, and they knew it. It had gone too far. Donald Trump had disrupted the globalist plan by ending the Paris Climate Accords, by making waves to end NATO, by making waves to take us out of UNESCO and the World Health Organization and all the tentacles of the octopus of global control. And I will tell you one last thing I believe Donald Trump was going to do, and he was going to do it with the help of true heroes, true white hats. He was going to, I believe, audit the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex and find out where that money has gone and who won all those wars. Because those nations did not win, and we never went into a nation because of human rights or democracy. We went into nations because people wanted that land, they wanted those resources, and they needed a puppet in there to play along with the one world government goals. So I think that when we're making a fearless moral inventory, we have to stop saying we can do it because we're America. We should say, no, we can't do it because we are America. And there was something that happened in 2000 I asked people to look at a lot. It says a lot about how we got here and how we can get back. And it was called the Project for a New American Century document in 2000, written by Rumsfeld and Cheney and Bush and Kagan, who's NATO, and Newland's husband. And basically, it was a plan before 9/11, folks, on military domination and economic domination of the world by our military-industrial complex without the knowledge of the people of the United States. And we have had 20 years of endless wars since. With the worst, I believe, violation of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights ever hoisted upon us out of fear and trauma called the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act should be repealed and destroyed and put in the dustbin of history forever. But what really happened here is that we, the people of the United States, became a cash cow, our financial cash cow, our military cash cow. And when they go into nations after they're done with them, and this is not the United States, this is the oligarchy, billionaires that control the United States, they then rebuild those nations and turn those nations into slave nations and usurp their resources and keep them under their thumb. And that is why the planet looks like it looks right now. And I say, not in our name, not anymore. We are taking back this country and we will heal this world, but we have to start by being honest that it is us. We, the people of the United States, who are to blame, folks, because we are allowing it. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are drugged out of their minds from false pharmaceuticals and a military and a medical industrial complex and big pharma, keeping them as I guess, dazed and confused about what is going on. And then there are all these people that are depressed and homeless and mentally ill and sick. They're all being thrown in the dustbin while we gave $100 billion to Ukraine. And somehow we're sitting here being like, but that's for Ukraine. We got to protect their democracy. That doesn't exist. Does that make sense to anyone? I mean, our infrastructure, you know, this whole new thing, though, diversity, equity, inclusion is a total lie, you know. Go ask anyone in black communities how much they got from Black Lives Matter. $100 billion, and no black community has anything to show for it. They haven't gotten the loans. They haven't rebuilt. They haven't made their schools better. In fact, they've made them worse. And they've defunded the police, and they've hurt those communities the worst. So where is that money? Where is the money from the wars? Where is all the money? And we, the people, need to demand it. Because if we can agree on one thing more than anything else, is that that is our money. And that money should be going to what we, the people of the United States, feel it should be going to. They're passing a $1.7 trillion budget. Look through that budget. It is all woke stuff, right to their friends that'll rebuild Ukraine and Green New Deal. And nobody in this room and none of our friends and 200 million people out there paying taxes aren't going to see one benefit. You know what I say? Get those people up there to go through that entire bill on C-SPAN with their faces and the think tanks and billionaires that sponsored every one of them, and let us vote on it, because that would turn America around. Number two, we should demand an audit of every single person in the Senate, every single person in the Congress, every single person in the DOJ and the executive branch for the last 5 years. Who made money off of COVID? Where did that money go? Who's insider trading? And return that money to the people. Because if you look at everything that happened here, what happened, that's the best part of it, is that everyone right now is at a place where they are equally aware that the District of Columbia and the United States government is helplessly, totally, completely corrupt, broken, and not working as we intended. And we are the government. The government is by the people, for the people, and with the consent of the government. And I no longer consent, and I don't think most people in here consent. And I can tell you about 200 million people in America no longer consent. So just to really, really reiterate, because it's not something I'm saying in jest. I know a lot of people who really their lives were turned around at the lowest point when they were demoralized and dehumanized and felt helpless and hopeless and didn't want to live anymore and were begging God for help, and they ended up in a recovery room surrounded by like-minded people who didn't judge them and saw them as equals and said, you know what, I'm going to give you a hand up and we're going to fix this together. And they did. And when I say we need a recovery program for we, the people of the United States, we need to rebuild this country. We need to rebuild the government. We need to rebuild it from the inside out, and we need to do it together. So what I do want to ask is, just like one would start a recovery group, that everyone in here, I don't care if one person shows up besides you, because God says if two people show up in a room, he's there, and that's all that should matter. But I would start like we had when we were young, some of us. We had neighborhood watch and community boards and all that stuff. Just start it, and don't call it Republican or Democrat or left or right. Call it we the people. Call it we the patriots. Call it people like the America, you know, conglomerate. Whatever you want to call it, make sure everyone knows if you and I don't see eye to eye, we will lose this country and it won't really matter. Because the end game here is not about, you know, we're going to take a top-down approach and you all will have more freedom. It is the exact opposite. So my message to everyone is we, the people of the United States, are the only answer. There is no sitting on the sidelines. There's a very small window. I believe that the people, the oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire class that has been planning this for 100 years will go down. without will go down, but I say that in a way that they will go down, but they will try to take us with them. I don't want people to be deceived that you're not going to sacrifice. You're not going to have to get out there and stand up and speak up and tell them, we know January 6th was a setup so that we don't stick up and stand up and fight back and question this bogus authority that this government has usurped from our nation, from these people, and from these fraudulent politicians. No, we need to stand up. But the problem is that we also have to stand up together and demand that everyone around us be productive, have a strategy, be on point, be on course, because the minute that anyone is violent, they already have a plan. They have the UN responsibility to protect. That's how they violated international law and international boundaries of sovereign nations around the world for the last 20 years since that document went out. So let me tell you something. Peaceful protests are the only way. We need to get back out there. We need to not let them shame us and make us feel that they will throw us in a gulag in D.C. if we stand up for ourselves in this country and our fellow man, because guess what? They can't throw us all in. And those people that are rotting away in the D.C. jail and have been tortured and mentally, emotionally, physically, psychologically damaged by the people that set up January 6th will on the other side be redeemed, will be seen as people who were good Americans, who showed up and did the right thing for God and country. And they paid with their lives and they will get their lives back. And the people who did that to them will pay for that as well. I fully believe that. Going forward, the only thing we need is to demand transparency. Transparency is the key, first and foremost. I want to know every single person that went to Epstein Island, and I want to know everyone he blackmailed. Because the Epstein Island case was about international blackmail, folks. He trafficked women and children and all of that too, but I'll tell you what he really did. He bought and paid for politicians all over the world, including in the United States. And how many wars, how many busts of a stock market, how many bubbles burst because Epstein bribed somebody or blackmailed somebody or had video of somebody and they were in a bad position and had to make a terrible move that affected all of our lives. So I want to know everyone they have on tape, because I hear there's thousands of hours of blackmail that the FBI is sitting on. You know, we also need to know what was on Wiener's laptop. We also need the Clinton whistleblowers case to come back. We need to know, where did Hubert go? We need to know, you know, what really happened in these last, you know, 20 years. What happened to Seth Rich? What happened with the plandemic? Who was behind it? Who made money? What did they do? Because guess what? Transparency, truth will lead to justice, will lead to healing, because right now we need to heal America from the inside out. Every single person in here, you choose love, choose forgiveness, you choose compassion, but really stand up and fight. Fight for this nation, fight for your family, fight for this country, fight for God, and fight for humanity, because freedom is a very, very close to being taken, and we will never, ever give it away. Thank you so much. Please, God bless you all. Keep fighting. God wins, but we, the people, are the answer. Thank you.
Hey, it's Andrew Sorcini at Beverly Hills Precious Metals. I'm here at the Mel K Show. Last year, we helped so many patriots out there protect themselves against inflation with gold and silver. In 2023, we can show you how to preserve what you have, avoid further loss, and position you for greater things for your investments. So the best way for us to help you is for you to go to melkgold.com, fill out the online form, and put in as much information about yourself as you possibly can. The more information, the more we can help you. So do it right away. The time is crucial as we head into central bank digital currencies. We can show you how to protect your 401k or your IRA, and the costs are minimal. Thank you.